This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
It is Freakonomics time. Every 2 weeks, we talk with Stephen Dubner, the co-author of the books and blog about the hidden side of everything. Stephen, it's good to have you back.
Hey, thank you, Jeremy. I would like to talk to you today, if I may, about bosses and how much they actually matter.
All right, bosses. How much do they matter?
Well, here's the thing. We know that a bad boss is a drag, but in terms of how good a good boss can be and how that translates into productivity, it sounds like an easy question, but it's not. It takes an economist to dig into it. Here's Stanford economist Ed Lazier.
Suppose you look at a firm and you see that the firm is highly productive. Well, it may be highly productive because it has productive workers, because it has productive technology, or because it has good supervisors that are enhancing the productivity of the workers. And it's not so easy to tease out one effect from another.
So it's a bit of a cause and effect riddle that you want to solve. The challenge here is to find some data that allows you to isolate and then measure the effect of the boss.
All right. So I'm waiting for the big answer here, Stephen. What is the data? What did they find?
Well, first of all, the data they got was from a huge service company, which Lazier and his colleagues aren't allowed to name because of the academic research agreement. But this company does a lot of different things, everything from running call centers to processing insurance claims. And the data that the researchers got was extremely granular. They could really see individual transactions for more than 23,000 employees and 2,000 bosses. Now, Jeremy,
wow.
Here's the best part. In this company, the typical employee switches bosses a few times a year, depending on which project they're working on. So it makes it possible to chart the impact of a given boss, okay? Here is Catherine Shaw, who is Lazier's entrepreneurial co-author. She is also an economist at Stanford.
This data, because it is computerized data and we're just looking at the effects of workers moving between bosses, it's very difficult to screw that up.
Okay, so we've got good data here, Stephen. We've got a lot of data, thousands of people. What did they find?
They found that a good boss matters quite a bit, more than they would have thought. The researchers argue that the better bosses at this company increased productivity for a given worker by about 10%. Here's Ed Lazier again.
I mean, a 10% effect is a pretty big deal, especially when the way that the boss is doing this is indirect in the sense that the boss in this context is not actually producing herself. What she's doing is she's actually helping the subordinate be more productive.
And can you take this data, Stephen, outside of the workplace setting with your boss-employee relationship and apply it to leadership in general?
Well, Jeremy, we've tried in the past to measure the effect and the influence of different top-level leaders, CEOs, baseball managers, even the president of the United States. And what you generally find, the data tell us, that their influence is actually much smaller than people generally would imagine. Now, why bosses have a bigger effect, it's hard to say. We don't know. It may be just because bosses have more influence on an employee's life than a CEO does or a president does, for instance. For what it's worth, Lazier and Shaw, both these economists, have worked for presidents as economic advisors, Shaw for Clinton and Lazier for the second George Bush. Lazier says that Bush was a pretty good boss.
He wanted to hear directly from us and hear what we had to say. His view was that was both more effective in terms of communication, but also more effective in terms of motivation.
Well, so for those bosses that are listening out there and want to emulate that, what can they do? Is there any advice from all you've learned?
Well, I wish there was a magic answer of some kind. We did ask readers on Freakonomics.com, bosses, to tell us what they have done that worked. We heard one that's worth sharing. This is from a fellow named Jim Helton, who runs an employee benefits company. He argues that a little bit of humility and humor can go a long way.
So what we had is a dumbass award. We put it on your desk and you owned it.
So, Jeremy, there you go. One way to be a better boss, just pass out the occasional dumbass award, and apparently everybody's happy.
We need to start doing that at Marketplace. Stephen Dubner, Freakonomics Radio. He also puts out a podcast, which you can get on iTunes and hear more at Freakonomics.com. Stephen, we'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.